Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what time zone you're in, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly after a few announcements. All right, God bless you today. Amen. Woo. Amen, amen. Nothing like prayer time with Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about you being with us today. Those who are listening live, thank you for joining us. Those who are listening later, thank you for listening as well. Hey, that number, ladies and gentlemen, you've been tweeting out Facebook, LinkedIn all day, right? Somebody's been on social media. Just a few, right? Hey, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You request prayer requests or have a comment or some great information for us, we'd be glad to entertain that today. Hey, the number is 347-843-4559. The call-in number, 347 843-4559. And we're going to open up the prayer line a little later on, ladies and gentlemen, so get ready. So just hit star one on your phone if you have a prayer request or a comment, of course, or anything you'd like to share on the network today. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us this prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Also, two our scriptures will be coming out of Isaiah 34, ladies and gentlemen, chapter 34, verses 8 through 10. Be reading that very shortly here. I want to encourage everybody to read the entire book, the entire word, the entire chapter of Isaiah as well as you can in Jesus' name. Nothing like the word, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give God a hand clap for the word, because the word ain't going nowhere. I know that. Amen. Praise God, praise God. One more time. That number, 347-843-4559. You guys put that out there and be blessed by the prayers from Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. Hey, let's go to the word, ladies and gentlemen. Isaiah chapter 34, verses 8 through 10. Amen. And it reads, "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion, and the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch." Verse 10 says, ladies and gentlemen, "And it shall not be quenched night or day. The smoke thereof shall go up forever from generation to generation, and it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever." Ladies and gentlemen, that's the word of the Lord today, Isaiah chapter 34, verses 8 through 10. Let's bless the Lord for the reading of the word today. Amen. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you. Amen. We thank God for the precious Holy Spirit and the Son of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the for Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, put your hands together as we welcome Bishop Smike right now. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you, Bishop.
Thank you, everybody. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you. We glorify your name tonight. We praise you, Lord, for your word. You watch it over your word to perform it, and so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you today, God. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we put it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit, oh God, tonight, God. We come against that spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, of COVID-19. We come against that spirit, that demonic force. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood. Hold up, I think on no Sunday about. We plead the blood tonight. We plead the blood, and it cannot cross the blood in the name of Jesus. It will be destroyed by the blood in the name of Jesus. It will be destroyed by the blood. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you, God. We give you glory. It is already done in the name of Jesus. You said one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. Father, we come tonight, God, believing your word. We come in tonight, decreeing and declaring your word. We come in, Lord, speaking your word tonight. Father God, in the name of God, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Yeah, let them exceed and rejoice in the name of Jesus. We praise you tonight, God. We thank you, God. You're healing those that have COVID-19. You're healing the malleable sick. You're bringing them off that deathbed. You're bringing them out of those hospitals. You're bringing them out of that sick room in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for families, oh God, for standing and trusting your word in the name of Jesus tonight. We crave, we crave, we call it so in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the victory already, God. We thank you, God, for the blessings of God. Make it rich and add no sorrow. God, your word is eternal, God. Your word is the everlasting Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. You've not given us a spirit of fear, by love, power, and of us. We walk in the authority that you have given us. You have given us authority in the earth realm, God. In the name of Jesus, you said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Father, you have given us authority. We walk in that authority that you have given us. You have given us authority that we speak it, and it shall be done. You said we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you tonight for every prayer warrior. We praise you tonight for every person that cried out, oh God, that's seeking your face tonight. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You're healing families. You're healing husbands. You're healing wives. You're healing mothers. You're healing children. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We give you praise and glory. God, as the children get ready to go back to school, cover them in your blood. Cover them in your blood. Cover them in your blood. Every step they take, cover them in your blood. Every time they breathe, cover them in your blood. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. As they go in the schoolhouse, as they get on the buses, Father God, cover them in your blood. As they drive in the car with their parents, in the name of Jesus, cover them in the blood. God, let them come back home safe. Let them come back home healed. Let them come back home, God, not sick, but well, in the name of Jesus. We take your life. We plead the blood tonight for the young children. We plead the blood tonight for the little children, God. We plead the blood for families. We plead the blood for the mothers and fathers. We plead the blood tonight, God. We call it so in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise your name. God, as you fill the alley, fill it with your spirit, fill it with your anointing, fill it with your word. Your word will not return to your boy, but it will come back to plead. It will prosper into the thing where you said it. You are wounded for our transgressions. You are bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace on us. But with your sight, we are here. It's your sight that's healing us, God. It's your sight that's keeping us whole, Lord. It's your sight that's keeping us in our right mind. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood tonight, God, for every soul, oh God. We plead the blood of Oshataba, East and the Lovokoa. Oh God, reveal every dark place. Reveal every secret, God, that the enemy tries to set a trap for your people everywhere, God. Reveal it in the name of Jesus. Expose it and destroy it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call it so, God. We thank you right now, God, dear. Heal them. We thank you, you're delivering those that have cancer, those that have high blood pressure, those that got diabetes, those that have all different kinds of diseases. You'll heal them, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, I'm not saying just heal them. Oh, God, but God, don't let them die. Don't let them die, Lord. Give them long life in the name of Jesus. God, heal them on this earth. Heal them on this side, God, in the name of Jesus. When we ask God for healing, God, there's many ways that you heal a person. You take them out of their misery. You take them out of their pain. You take them out of their trouble. But God, we ask that, oh, God, heal them and let them stay on this earth until, oh, God, all of your work has been done in their lives. That they fulfill every purpose you put them on this earth for. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. You promised a long life. God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, God. We thank you for children, Lord. We thank you for our young people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap, oh God. We stand in the gap, God. We plead the blood against murder. We plead the blood in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood against jealousy and envy and strife. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We praise you tonight. Bind us with cords that cannot be broken, Lord. Bind us in unity and in love. Bind us in your word, God, that we believe your word. We stand on it. We take a stand. God, we will not hold back. But we are decreeing and declaring, God, and we think it is already done. It's already done. It was done, God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. You are the same, God, the day to yesterday and forevermore. You'll never change, God. And we thank you today, God. You have a banner, God. You have a refuge, Jesus. You have a shield, oh God. You have a ballast, God. And Father, we thank you, Lord. You have supplied our needs. We thank you, God, as you're opening doors. You continue blessing people with jobs, blessing them with home, blessing with their family, God. Bring them closer together. Unite their family, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight. We call Jesus. We praise you, O God. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you for that, Paul, God. We thank you for that single parent tonight. We thank you, God, you strengthen them. You thank you, God, you make ways. Thank you, God, to provide. Thank you, God, you open doors. Thank you, God, you give them ideas, creative ideas, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory. We will not give up. We will not quit, God. But we will fight the good fight of faith in the mighty name of Jesus. We are called those things that be not as though they already are. We know that you're able to do it exceeding abundant above all that we can think or ask tonight. And God, you say in your word, one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000. Right? God, you say in your word, if you abide in us, if we abide in you, God, if you would ask whatever we will, and it shall be done. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We don't go to Lord. We know you're able, God. We know you're able, Jesus. We know you will, God. We know you can, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus. We give you thanks in the Lord. We give you thanks before you do it. We give you thanks, God, because we know you're going to do it. You'll never fail us yet, God. You'll never fail, God. If you said it, you're going to bring it to pass. If you said it, you're going to do it. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you, God. You're strengthening that mother, strengthening that parent, strengthening that sister, strengthening that mother, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you to strengthen that child. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor, God. We appreciate you for your word. Look on Pastor God. In the name of Jesus, look on that congregation, Lord. Strengthen them, oh God. Give them a son, the Lord, oh God. Give them the hope, God. You send it all about culture. Give them the joy that passes all understanding. Give them a peace of mind. We know that you're able, God. We know that you will, Lord. And we forgive you glory. We thank you for that child. In the name of Jesus, God, that homeless tonight. As you apply for them, Lord. As you supply that need. You protect them over the dangerous highways. You protect them on the dangerous streets, God. You protect them in the name of Jesus. We pray for that child, God. We pray for that person in the prison. We pray, Lord, you test the heart in the name of Jesus. Cover them in your blood, God. Cover them in your blood, oh God. Cover them in your blood, God. Look on the president of the United States, God. We pray for our governor. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our leaders. In the name of Jesus, oh God, your will be done. Your will be done, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. It's already so, God. We thank you, Lord. Your place is in a place of blessing, God. When the praises go up, God, the blessing shall come down. We thank you right now, Jesus. A door is being opened together, Moshata. We thank you, Lord, God. A way is being made, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for life. We thank you for joy. We thank you for peace. We thank you for the most sanity, Pop. Everything that you've done, God, we give you the most sacred. We give you glory and honor. We praise you, Labatai. We praise you, Sikoromos. We praise you, Bakinias. We praise you, Bakinirabas. We praise you, Rafinirabiko. We praise you, Rindikoromos. We praise this Sunday, we thank you for our African God. I am saying, look on the families, oh God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Supply their needs, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pull down the stronghold. Pull down the stronghold. Pull down the Rebekondo Santa. In the Rebekondo Santa. Root up out of the most Santa. Everything that's not like you, Jesus. And we forever give you praise. We thank you. It's already done. We thank you. It's already done, God, and we forever magnify you for God, your goodness and your mercy and your love and your kindness. We thank you, God, you're testing those children as they go back to college, God, as you're testing them in the Mokosata. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Bless their prayers, God. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we forever give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, shut it up. God, we glorify you for what you've done, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, your word will fill the airways. Your presence will fill the airways. Your presence will overflow your Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for all your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness as you continue to bless people all over this world. Look on the elder everywhere. Look on the elders everywhere. Look on the vulnerable shatalabishik. Supply their needs, oh God. Supply their needs, oh God. Supply your needs, oh Lord, oh Shata. And Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. God, we trust and we believe in you. We depended on you, God. And Father, we thank you for you continue to make marvelous, great, and marvelous things happen in our lives. We thank you for every opportunity, God, that you have placed before us, that God, that you will be glorified. We thank you for it, God, for the miracles. We thank you for the ways of being made, the provision, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes that we may see. Open our ears that we may hear. God, open our heart that we may receive, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we forever give you glory. We give you all the honor. And we thank you, Jesus, as you continue to bless your people everywhere, this world. We need you as never before. We need you. Every hour, God, we need you every moment of the day. We thank you, God. Keep our minds in perfect peace, God, and we give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, all around the globe. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. You just heard a powerful prayer for the world, ladies and gentlemen, for your family, for yourself, for your loved ones, for your community as well, from Bishop John Crenshaw. And let's give God another praise just for that powerful prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for that prayer. Woo! Yeah. Amen. It is mandatory, ladies and gentlemen. It is mandatory that we need God, as Bishop just prayed, mandatory that we need the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to be sensitive to this time, and if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share, we'll take all the prayer requests. Just hit star one. Or if you just like to come on with a comment or any information to share, we're glad to entertain that as well. We'll take all the prayer requests. Just hit star one on your phone, and that'll bring you right in queue in Jesus' name. Amen. Bishop, we're going to bring in our first caller. We're going to mention, ladies and gentlemen, mention only your last four digits because we're all on the World Wide Web, and we want to respect that, your number as well. 6569, you're live on the air with Bishop. Thank you for your prayer, Chris.
Yes, I just want to thank the bishop for the last couple of months for blessing us with these prayers. So
amen.
I'm praying for him and Dr. Crenshaw for blessing us and bringing us the knowledge and Dr. dropping that jewel on us. But
yep.
I definitely just overwhelmed with the prayer of Bishop. You know, watching the clock, waiting for him to come on just to fill us up. And that's what I'm praying for. Thank you, Bishop.
Hey, man, I'm with you on that, caller. God bless you, man. That was powerful. Let's give God another hand clap of praise for Bishop and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Hit star one on your phone. If you'd like to come on in, star one on your phone. We'll bring you in. And we just thank God for this time with Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for you. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we want to bring in Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We always love to hear from Doc. She always got some great prayer requests, of course, but also she has some great wisdom for us to live by each and every day. So we thank God for Dr. Crenshaw as well. Dr. Crenshaw, you're live on the network. Thank you so much for joining.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God for that awesome prayer tonight. Praise the Lord. We just thank God that, praise the Lord, that you can just sense the spirit and the presence of Almighty God. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I just want to release this scripture in the atmosphere and pray that all of you that are listening would just take this scripture to heart and through the day and throughout the week, just begin to release this word in the atmosphere. And it's Psalm 68, 1 through 4. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them that hate him flee before him as smoke is driven away. So drive them away as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. And we are praying and believing, God, as Bishop has prayed tonight, that this spirit of the of this COVID-19 be dethroned in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And that the Lord cover his people by his blood. So we're not going to be weary in well doing. The scripture said we're going to weep if we just don't faint. So as we go into this season of election, we need to really begin to remain focused and be prayerful that the enemy and his agenda behind the scene will be dethroned against the people of God. Because what we do know and realize is that we're living in the end times, and that we are right in the midst of the breaking of the book of Revelation, and the revelation and the fulfillment of the word of the Lord, and it is written at the end of the book. But however, we must know that we win. At the same time, we must continue to pray and seek the Lord for divine wisdom, that his wisdom will cover our lives, and he will give us, praise God, what to do and how to do it and when to do it, and to make wise decisions concerning our family, our home. So we are not, praise God, to give up our hope and our faith in Jesus Christ. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, should be our daily prayer, that we will continue to be covered by the blood of Jesus. So I encourage and admonish all of you, praise God, that a listing, just take hold, praise God, to Psalms 68, chapter 1 through 4, and Psalms 91, praise God, that no plague in the name of Jesus, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, but we're covered by the blood of Jesus, praise God. So we just go in peace and know that the Lord is with us, and he will cover us even through all this confusion during this election time. Praise God, that we would keep our focus on Jesus, because there's not any man on this earth that can bring us the answer, that can give us the hope that we need. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. I admonish you, praise God, go vote, praise God. Don't misinterpret what I'm saying, praise the Lord. And cry for the Lord, and go to that vote, go vote, go vote, go vote, praise the Lord. Praise God, and know, however it goes, Jesus has us covered, praise God. But we don't want to be ignorant to Satan's devices, because he's divisive, praise God, amen. He comes to do three things, the Bible says, to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. So it is in him that we must put our trust. Cursed is the man who makes flesh his arm, and whose trust is not in the Lord. So let us realize and know, our trust must be in the only one and true living God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who's coming back soon one day to set up his kingdom in earth.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Crenshaw. Thank you so much for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw. She's on Facebook, guys, Dr. Janice Crenshaw on Facebook. I encourage you to go to her page and hear the wisdom nuggets, we call it, and also health tips and so much more as well in the Word. Also, too late, gentlemen, you can go on YouTube as well and type in Janice Crenshaw and hear some powerful, powerful messages from Dr. Crenshaw from around the globe where she's been traveling in the past. Powerful. So we thank God for Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen. Bishop, back to you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Praise God again. We thank God for everybody tonight. We pray for everybody tonight. As always, continue to pray and lift your head up and say, it is not over to God. Say it's over. And tell somebody, I'm not quitting. Matter of fact, I got my war clothes on. As they used to sing a song, put your war clothes on, because you better fight, because you're in a war. And we are not in a little spiritual war. This is a spiritual war. So all the war, the warfare, the armor you're going to put on, which is the word of God. The word of God will shield you and will protect you from all evil. So you put the word of God on and fight the good fight of faith. Do not give up. Do not quit. Do not stop. Do not take no for an answer. And continue to plead the blood of Jesus. And expecting out of everything happening, expecting a miracle. The miracle is waiting on you. God bless you tonight. Be encouraged. Hold on to the word of God. fight the good fight of faith. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that, Bishop. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. And ladies and gentlemen, looking at my phone there, I wanted to be obedient here and make sure we play a little before we go, just maybe a minute of the shofar as Dr. Crenshaw requested. They're just checking my phone. Amen. So we thank God for that. So I want to play just a minute of the shofar for that powerful prayer that Bishop shared with you. Amen. Amen. Y'all meditate on the Lord as we play 1 minute of the shofar. God bless you. God for his grace, and we just love the Lord today, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to put your hands together as we give God a round of applause here in the presence of the Lord right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Praise God. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been prayer time, another awesome prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We thank you so much for listening today. We just want to leave you with a quick Pastor Daryl Kelly talks about the prayer, how powerful it is. So we're going to leave you with that song. But always remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. Lord willing, we'll be back on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with Bishop. And keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. So remember to always pray, right? Always pray, no matter where you're at. You can pray silently, out loud, whatever you got to do. Just ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and he definitely will help you. So thank God for you today. Hey, this has been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you. We'll see you.
Come on.
Bye-bye now.
Just grab hands one with another right here while you're down here. And just say this prayer with me, and we're going to believe God and watch things happen in your life as you continue to grow in him, amen. Come on, let's pray. Say, dear Lord, I confess all of my sins to you because I know that I have sinned. But I also know that Jesus paid a price and he gave his life on that cross so that I could be redeemed and brought back to my rightful place in God. Now, Lord, I ask you to fill my life, to come into my heart, to give me a new start, to allow me to understand that I can walk in holiness, that I can walk as the righteousness of God, and not be ashamed of the gospel. I ask you, Lord, to teach me, to train me, to guide me, to protect me, to help me every day of my life so that I can be better and be what you've called me to be. I thank you, Lord, for changing me from the way I used to be and changing me into what you've called me to be. I thank you that from this day forward, I will live my life for you and not be ashamed to be identified with Christ, that I won't be ashamed to be identified with church, and I won't be ashamed to be identified as someone who believes in this holy Bible. I thank you, Lord, for giving me words to say to peers, to friends, to family, so that they will know my life is different and my spirit is free. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, give your hands. Come on, clap your hands and give God some glory.
Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. And, of course, we can't praise him enough, but let's give God another hand clap of praise as we let you go. Take care. We love you in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.